Good morning. We made it to the middle of the week. It's Wednesday. And Alan, so many folks in the WAMC family say they love the radio station. Well, it's time to show the love.
Boy, I'll tell you, you know my theory of the whoosh, David, and that is you fill up the sink, then you take out the stopper, and there's this tiny little thing that goes down. And in the end, as it goes down, it goes whoosh, and that's what's happening. We're almost at the $500,000 mark. We get $25,000 more from the Spitzer Foundation if we can just do this. And we're close, but not close enough. As I have pointed out in the past, elections are lost or won by one vote. And right now, it would be an incredible shame if we didn't make it. We are within the $40,000 mark to go, and that's incredible. But we only have, let's see, today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's 5 days, and that means we have to make about $8,000 a day. So if anybody can do anything now, anything, there are enough of us, let everybody put something into the lockbox, and that's WAMC.org.
We'll be on the air next Monday morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, we will. Here it comes.
Well, here it comes again. Donald Trump, Alan, has demanded that Megyn Kelly of Fox News be removed as moderator at the Republican debate on the Fox network Thursday night. The network did not blink, so Mr. Trump walked.
And, of course, Senator Cruz, who is his opponent, major opponent right now, would appear in the polls, is very disappointed because this is his chance if there's a debate to vanquish the Donald. So he's saying, come on now, let's do it. Mano a mano, man a man. We'll just debate. And, you know, the inference, of course, is that if you don't debate me, you're a coward. So this is what we've come down to in our politics, to say nothing of the idea that people should be allowed to talk about who asks them questions and who doesn't. And apparently he's able to do it, and it works for him.
Hillary Clinton thinks President Obama on the Supreme Court is a great idea, asked by an Iowa voter at a town hall event what she thought of appointing President Barack Obama to the Supreme Court if she were to become president. Hillary Clinton seemed delighted by the prospect. I tell you, that's a great idea, noting that she'd never heard the question before.
Well, why wouldn't you say that? What would you say? No, he wouldn't do on the Supreme Court of the United States. Of course you say that. You get all of his supporters. It's a Democratic primary. He's popular in the Democratic Party. And when you get thrown a softball like that, you hit it out of the park.
Let's talk about another politician, a woman who has announced that she's jumping into the race in the 19th Congressional District in New York. Perhaps the best name, politics, Zephyr Teachout. And another person that's in the race on the Republican side, well-known former state assemblyman Republican John Faso.
Well, of course, John Faso has to win a primary first, but of course, he is the name that is most recognized. He's run for all kinds of statewide political offices. He was the leader of the Republicans in his house, and he'll be a formidable candidate. And there are more Republicans than Democrats in the district. Although it has been pointed out by our astute listeners that before the district got slightly changed, Kirsten Gillibrand represented it for 2 terms in Congress. It is a competitive district, and really, they're going to be going at it. Teachout, the progressive Faso, who is a Republican, going at each other, and it will be a very interesting thing if, in fact, Faso is the candidate.
And, of course, the seat is open after Republican Chris Gibson said he would not seek another term. What about Gibson?
Well, Chris Gibson, very popular in his own district, is, quote, exploring a run for the governorship against Andrew Cuomo. He is not alone. Rob Astorino, who got swamped the last time, wants another chance from Westchester County. Gibson's problem is that Astorino had statewide exposure. Gibson has really got to work at getting around the state, getting to know Republican leaders, getting to know all of those people. He's got a formidable record, both as a war colonel in the Army, having done several tours, West Point, PhD, brilliant, brilliant man. And he, of course, has to beat Astorino, and it won't be easy. I'm sure he knows that.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. It's getting so close, Alan. We got to make it.
I really do feel every confidence. We have never, in the face of adversity or anything else, ever failed to make one of these major challenges like this. We are so, so close. We only have 5 days to do it. We're going to need everybody to get into the whoosh factor and to do it right now.
We're all in this together. WAMC.org.
We are indeed, David.